97.5 FM, W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News, the Democratic National Convention. I'm Daria Albinger. A show of Minnesota pride on this third night of the convention. John Legend and Sheila E. performing Let's Go Crazy by Prince. The music legend was born and raised in Minneapolis, and all of it to celebrate Minnesota Governor Tim Walz.
It's the honor of my life to accept your nomination for Vice President of the United States.
Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar says Walz has proven himself as a leader.
Tim has delivered paid leave, school lunches, and the biggest tax cut in Minnesota history.
Earlier tonight, Oprah Winfrey reaching out to independent and undecided voters.
Values and character matter most of all.
Vice President Kamala Harris will deliver the keynote address tomorrow on the final night of the convention. This is ABC News. Taylor Swift commenting publicly for the first time about the terror plot that forced the cancellation of her Eras Tour shows in Vienna, Austria, earlier this month.
In a lengthy post on Instagram about the end of the European leg of her Eras Tour, Taylor Swift says that having those shows canceled was devastating, and the reason for the cancellations filled her with a new sense of fear and a tremendous amount of guilt because so many people had planned on attending those shows. She says the reason she didn't speak out until now is that she still had shows left to do in London, and she didn't want to say anything that might provoke those that would harm her fans. Silence, she says, was actually showing restraint. Her priority was finishing the European tour safely, and she's relieved to say they did that. Jason Athenson, ABC News. Hollywood.
Police in Guatemala have arrested seven people who are accused of smuggling 53 migrants, including eight children. They died after being abandoned in a tractor trailer in Texas in 2022. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot.
Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert. The,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Yeah, lean left. Straight. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A federal judge has rejected Republicans' proposals about counselors at the state's youth prisons. Lincoln Hills Copper Lake schools have been troubled for years, plagued with allegations of staff abusing inmates. After a lawsuit from the American Civil Liberties Union in 2017, guards were banned from using confinement as punishment, pepper spray, and any restraint other than handcuffs. Earlier this year, a guard died after an inmate pushed him to the ground and he hit his head. Republicans wrote to a judge asking for more leeway for guards, but Wednesday, a U.S. District Court judge said no, and if they want to make changes, they need to file more legal motions. And there's a new way for you to check out the water quality in Wisconsin's thousands of lakes and rivers. The Department of Natural Resources has launched the Wisconsin Waterway Explorer. It puts all kinds of data in one spot that staff, volunteers, scientists, and Wisconsinites can all share. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers with a win over the Cards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Brewers pitcher Frankie Montas goes seven innings, allowing just one hit, as they held on to win 3-2 last night in St. Louis. Infielder Joey Ortiz making a spectacular play at third to rob Mason Wynn of a hit in the sixth.
I mean, it's easy to play defense when Frankie's up there throwing strikes, getting contact, keeping us involved. Like I said, when he's throwing strikes and keeping us involved, it's easy for us to make plays like that.
Game two is tonight. NFL Packers training camp wrapping up this week, and Matt LaFleur pretending to get upset when a reporter arrived late to his press conference.
They can handle.
How many times are you going to come to my press conference late?
We got a rule in the team meeting. You don't interrupt the meeting. Sit your butt outside. Just kidding.
I thought that was directed at me, Mark.
I tried to do my best to play that off. Okay.
That's Matt LaFleur, the team with a joint practice session tomorrow against the Ravens. With sports on Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mostly clear sky developing in the overnight with light southeast winds. Temperatures dropping to the mid-50s at sunrise. On Thursday, mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies, highs in the mid and upper 70s. Storm chances on the increase for Thursday night. Right now, it's 61.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, we replay an interview with one of our favorite comedians, Pat McGann. And I welcome one of the most prolific actors in Hollywood, Wisconsin native Richard Reilly, who has over 400 movie credits.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt Nair on Air.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, it's Wednesday here at the DNC in Chicago. Last night, they rocked the hall. A friend of mine who was here last night also, he made the comment that, for him anyway, it was like, particularly when Michelle Obama got up on stage, it was like a physical shock. I mean, you could literally feel it in your body. It was just the so many people clapping so enthusiastically. And then, of course, there was that, you know, wild moment when Barack Obama, former President Obama, came out and said, Donald Trump has this weird obsession with crowd sizes, and he holds his hands apart about 2 feet apart, and then he shrinks them down to about 6 inches apart. And everybody, you know, goes, oh, yeah, we know what he's talking about. And I'll leave it at that. I'll, you know, leave it to your imagination if you didn't catch it. But I'm sure Donald Trump is stewing. I mean, you know, he's got to be just flipped out. They are mopping the floor with this guy. So just like, you know, yesterday, the day before, we were going to have guests who are going to drop by from time to time. We've got a few who are scheduled. In fact, we've got one scheduled for right now, but she hasn't shown up, apparently. So it's all good. I'll be taking your calls throughout the day, throughout the 3 hours of our program, getting your thoughts on what's going on. I'll share mine with you. Michelle Obama just took Donald Trump apart. I mean, she really played the hitman, the role that a vice president often plays. You know, the president kind of is like above all this stuff, and then the vice president comes out and goes, "Yeah, let's stick the knife in." And so she talks about Donald Trump failing forward, and the affirmative action of multi-generational wealth. I mean, you know, it was just obvious that, you know, what they were saying basically was, you know, the only way Donald Trump ever got anything anywhere in his life was by being born rich. You know, his daddy handed him, in today's dollars, about $1 billion, most of which he blew. He ended up declaring bankruptcy and then kind of clawed his way back with the help of a whole bunch of Russian oligarchs and Saudis who bought all kinds of properties from him at inflated prices. And in what appears to be a whole series of money laundering schemes. I mean, you know, it's just terrible, you know, what's going on. And then she says, this is Michelle last night, she says, and who's going to tell him that the presidency might be just one of those black jobs, you know? And it's like, oh, God, the crowd just went nuts. It just went nuts. Obama's thing with the crowd sizes. Karl Rove was on Fox last night, and he goes, I've never seen anything like a party both falling in love and falling in line. Well, that's because the Republican Party hasn't had a candidate that's worth falling in love with since Dwight Eisenhower. I mean, you know, Dwight Eisenhower, of course, was, you know, most of us are not old enough to remember him. I mean, he became president the year after I was born, but he was the you know, supreme Allied commander of, you know, the Allied forces in Europe, and basically, you know, ended World War II, or helped, you know, began the beginning of the end of World War II. He was a genuine war hero. And nobody knew his politics. They didn't know if he was a Democrat or Republican. He decided to run as a Republican because I think the winds were kind of blowing in that direction. You'd had, you know, four terms of Franklin Roosevelt, the fourth term cut short, Harry Truman for a term and a half, and Harry wasn't running again for re-election, and it just, you know, probably looked to him like, you know, the Republican Party was the best place to win. I think that's pretty much the same math that Donald Trump did in 2016. He knew that he didn't have a chance in the Democratic Party, but he could lie his way through the Republican Party without a problem at all, and he did, of course. But, you know, nobody, you know, outside of the bigots and the haters, of course, you know, they, I guess they loved Donald Trump. But, you know, when Karl Rove says, you know, I've never seen a party fall in love and fall in line, I think it's a big deal. You know, I think his observation is absolutely accurate. The Democrats are unified. And this is something we haven't seen in, geez, I'm not sure I've seen this in my lifetime. Maybe around Obama in 2008. You know, by 2012, the cracks were starting to show. I mean, he was still good, and he did a great job, and he got reelected and all that kind of thing. But, yeah, I think probably 2008 and this election are the two real kind of peaks for the Democratic Party in terms of, you know, their conventions and their candidates and everything else. And, you know, and it seems to be working out well for the Democrats. So, you know, we'll see how this shakes out. You know, like I said, I'd love to hear your thoughts. Which of the speeches last night did you think, you know, were the best? By the way, last night Tim Walz was doing an event, and I believe Kamala Harris doing an event in Milwaukee, in the same arena where Donald Trump had been nominated, right? You know, the RNC convention, and they packed it to the rafters. Whereas when Trump was giving his speech, people were leaving, and the stands were half empty, and I, you know. And then yesterday, Trump tried to do a little gig in Lowell, Michigan, or Howell, Michigan. I don't recall which it was. I've been to both cities. I think it was Howell, Michigan. And, you know, it was just kind of small-town Michigan, right? And he had a bunch of cops standing behind him, you know, because, you know, cops like authoritarians and, you know, let's knock people's heads and beat them up and that kind of thing. But he had a little tiny crowd. And he went on this long rant about how, you know, crime is, America, hellscape, quack, quack, quack. Well, it turns out, and this is from the Detroit Free Press, this, you know, just kind of fact-checking him, and I'll quote it. Michigan State Police reported that violent crime increased 12% in Michigan between 2019 and 2020, the last full year of Trump's presidency. And then went up another 1% during Biden's first year in office before dropping about 7% the following year. That would be 2022. And it's continuing to fall. Crime is falling all over the United States. Why? Because people are going back to work. That, you know, it's just real simple. I mean, you know, you look at some of these towns that have been deindustrialized where years and years ago there used to be factories and now there's not, basically, you know, as a result of NAFTA and the GATT, you know, the World Trade Organization and all these other bizarre neoliberal policies that shipped all our manufacturing overseas. And you look at these cities that were once vibrant. I mean, I grew up in Michigan. I remember, you know, Flint. I used to go to Flint. I used to go to Detroit all the time. We'd go down to, Louise and I would go down to Greektown for dinner. We'd you know, go shopping in Detroit. Detroit was a vibrant town. Flint was. And then the factories all left, and suddenly crime went up. Well, why did crime go up? It wasn't because suddenly a bunch of criminals moved into town. The same people were there who'd been there all along. What happened was people had no wealth. They had no money. They had nothing else to do. They had time on their hands. Young people were bored. And you know, this is what produces crime. Well, Joe Biden is putting our economy back together. We have one of the lowest unemployment rates we've had since the 1960s. We have one of the lowest inflation rates we've had since the 1950s, you know, on a continuous basis. This economy is now working. Crime is going down as a result of it. I think that, you know, it's just a very measurable, you know, relationship. We are, for the first time since the 1980s, the first time since 1981, we are actually building factories in the United States. and doing it in a big way, you know, again, as a result of the CHIPS Act, the Inflation Reduction Act. Trump, every week, it was like, oh, yeah, this week is going to be Infrastructure Week. And they never had Infrastructure Week. Now we've got millions of projects, well, thousands, tens of thousands of projects all across the country, you know, being paid for by the Inflation Reduction Act. We are putting the country back together. And Trump goes out to Michigan with a bunch of cops and tries to do his, oh, my God, crime is horrible. It's going to kill us all. Oh, it's a disaster. And I just don't think people are buying this crap anymore. You know, I just don't think they are. So what say you? I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. I'm curious what you thought and what were the high points for you last night. There were some just great speakers. Stick around.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Right back with your calls in just a moment. Sneaky alert! When you look at a dog food label and see wheat or rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten. So it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food has enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's the premium freeze-dried raw dog food Dog Whisperer Caesar Milan relies on to feed his pack. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. A dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. I want to talk today to the folks who are trying to decide between funding their retirement or funding their kids' future education. Because for a lot of us, this is an either-or choice. And I'm here to tell you, or just to give you permission, to fund your retirement before a 529 or another school-specific savings plan. Why? Well, your kids can borrow money for their education, and they might get scholarships or grants to help them pay for it. But there aren't loans to help you pay for retirement. And while Social Security will be there to support you, most of us want or need to live on a little more than what Social Security provides. And if you don't save for retirement, your kids could ultimately end up on the hook paying for your care. Taking care of you is also taking care of them. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Warm weather, humidity, and thunderstorms in Wisconsin bring mosquitoes that bite and annoy us throughout the spring and summer months.
They're there. They're always there. And then when we have high rainfall years, they're going to be more prevalent.
In fact, the first confirmed case of the West Nile virus has bitten Wisconsin. It was found in a blood donor from Washington County and also in a dead bird in Chippewa County. The West Nile virus is spread to humans, birds, and other animals through the bite of these infected mosquitoes.
Eliminate any water sources. Dump those flower pots out. Don't let dog or kitty pools sit. Fill them when you're going to use them and then dump them out. Clean the gutters. Reduce those sources is definitely going to help. You want to still be able to enjoy your yard.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yonke here, bringing you the Midwest Farm Report live weekday mornings on WLAK. This isn't just for farmers, people. It's for anybody that enjoys food. Tune in 5 a.m. on Lake Air 1260 WLAK Amory.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Do you get stressed because your monthly income just doesn't seem to cover the bills anymore? Well, you're not alone. Most Americans feel this way every day. Everything is still ridiculously expensive, and we're all reaching more and more for credit cards to cover the basics like childcare, insurance, power, and food. It's tough. If you're feeling this way, you need to call American Financing. They're working hard helping Americans like you tap into their home's equity to pay off their high interest debt and even create some additional savings to be ready for whatever life throws your way. Interest rates have dropped, and a company like American Financing that never charges any upfront or hidden fees is the perfect partner to help you into a better financial position. Their salary-based mortgage consultants are saving homeowners over $800 a month on average. Waiting is not an option. Call today or you may delay two mortgage payments. 888-675-49. That's 888-675-49. AmericanFinancing.net/progress.
It's time to join our hands and open up our hearts. Let's break down the barriers. Let's
Welcome tear back. Down the walls. Mayor Ron Nirenberg is with me. He's the honorable mayor of San Antonio, Texas. One of my favorite towns. I love San Antonio.
I love hearing
great
that.
Great town.
Great to see you,
Absolutely.
Tom.
Absolutely. Great to have you with us, Mayor. Tell us your thoughts on the convention and where the Democratic Party is at and going right now.
The ebullience, the excitement, the engagement, the optimism is such a contrast from what we're seeing from the Republican Party. And the winds of change are clearly blowing in this convention. I will tell you they're also blowing in Texas. I'm very optimistic about the level of engagement that we're seeing with voters as a result of the new spirit that's come through the Harris and Walz campaign.
I saw that your Secretary of State, whose name is escaping me at the moment, has put 2 million Texas voters on what's called the suspense list, which means that they will be given a placebo ballot, essentially, a provisional ballot that won't be counted unless they drive to their county office and present their ID. Is that going to be a problem? It seems like it would be. That's you know, a large percentage of your voter base.
Part of the Republican playbook, along with gerrymandering our districts in Texas, as well as, intimidation, is putting barriers in front of voters. And this is out of the same playbook they've been playing for a long time. But I will tell you, there is a grassroots effort to make sure that people get to the polls, that we register as many people, that they verify their registration. It is a challenge. It is a concern. Texas is a voter suppression state in addition to a non-voting state, so we've got to make sure that people are engaged and know the rules in the counties that they're in, but we won't leave any effort on the field.
Greg Pallas, the BBC reporter, made the comment to me a couple of months ago that if it wasn't for voter suppression, Texas would be a blue state. Do you think that's accurate?
I think it's a combination of factors. One of those obviously is barriers that we put in front of seniors, homebound seniors. But it's also a fact of the matter is that people are fearful and people are disengaged. And Texas is a community of color. For the first time, it's also
a majority-minority state.
That's right. We're also an urban state for the first time in our history. And so, you know, there are challenges at the state level because state leaders, GOP leaders who have controlled the state for a generation, are not governing to the issues of urban communities. In fact, quite the opposite, making lives and declaring war in our cities, making lives in our cities harder. So as we connect the challenges and the results of those efforts from GOP leaders in the state with the change that needs to come through this ballot, I think we're going to begin to see change. We are excited about the senatorial race with Colin Allred and Ted Cruz. I think there's an opportunity with all of the, factors and excitement, as well as the engagement that we're seeing with new voters, I think the time is drawing near that we will see a change in Texas.
Yeah, we'll never underestimate a few million pissed off women. And Ted Cruz is right up there pissing them off, if you'll forgive my French.
Well, the most Texas the most you heard from Texas voices in this convention was the women who have been affected by these extreme abortion bans.
Yeah, last night.
That's right.
Those three women. It was just incredible.
And, you know, the more that those voices get heard and we connect that back to change at the ballot box, I think, again, I think that new voters are starting to see that they need to get off the bench and start to create the change that they want in Texas. And we have a lot of work to do. We have a lot of work to do in local precincts where, again, the districts have been so malformed because of partisan gerrymandering. But there is a path. The path goes through urban communities. The path goes through communities of color. They are present, they are ready, and they're excited in Texas.
We have about a half a minute or a minute and a half here before I hit a hard break I can't control. But I'm curious your thoughts on all this Republican rhetoric about chaos at the border and murderous people coming and, you know, opening their all this BS that we're hearing from Donald Trump. How is that taken in Texas? What's really going on, and how are your people responding to this kind of rhetoric?
Border crossings are down almost over 50%.
I understand they're lower than they've been in 20 years. Right
we now. Are used to the demagoguery from the GOP on the border. This is no different than we've seen for years after years. The truth of the matter is the Biden policy agenda is working. What we don't have working is legislative solutions, and we need comprehensive solutions. We need resources at the border. If we want to control the fentanyl crisis in America, we need border security resources. We also want to reform and modernize our asylum process. That doesn't happen when extremist MAGA Republicans kill the only border bill, bipartisan border bill we've seen in a generation.
At the insistence of Donald Trump.
That's right.
Do you think most people know that? I mean, his bet is they don't.
You know, I think the immigration debate has been demagogued so much that it's become white noise along border communities. So it's incumbent upon us as surrogates for the campaign, as well as people who want to, you know, help a local campaign, that we get the word out and we really create an understanding about what is the problem with immigration reform in America. And the problem is there's legislative paralysis. This is not any different than we're seeing everywhere else in the globe. What's different is the political paralysis.
Mayor Ron Nuremberg, am I saying it right?
Nuremberg, that's correct.
Thank you so much for, Mayor of San Antonio, thanks
great
so much for
time.
Dropping by.
You're
great
listening to the Tom Hartman program. Call 202-808-9925.
Nice to meet you. I'll be right back with more of the news of the day and guests here and your calls. Stay tuned.
Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Every weekday, I write a new original article about one of the critical issues of our day and publish it on our website, HartmanReport.com. I write these entirely by myself, so you're getting my unvarnished thoughts on national and world events. There's no advertising, and you can get them every single weekday in your email at no charge whatsoever. Or just read them for free with no ads by going to HartmanReport.com. I cover topics from climate to Congress to politics to the law, as well as social and health issues. You can find it all at HartmanReport.com.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
This is a special report from ABC News, the Democratic National Convention. I'm Daria Aldinger. A show of Minnesota pride on this third night of the convention. John Legend and Sheila E. performing Let's Go Crazy by Prince. The music legend was born and raised in Minneapolis, and all of it to celebrate Minnesota Governor Tim Walz.
It's the honor of my life to accept your nomination for Vice President of the United States.
Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar says Walz has proven himself as a leader.
Tim has delivered paid leave, school lunches, and the biggest tax cut in Minnesota history.
Earlier tonight, Oprah Winfrey reaching out to independent and undecided voters.
Values and character matter most of all.
Vice President Kamala Harris will deliver the keynote address tomorrow on the final night of the convention. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Democratic National Convention roll call was full of cameos, music, and even Lil Jon, but Governor Tony Evers had a tough time getting through his lines. People online had a lot to say, but at least he had a good sense of humor.
Yeah, it was all. I mean, it was a mistake. Life goes on.
On Twitter, Evers used his classic holy mackerel. And fans could buy booze for the first time at UW-Madison's Fieldhouse. The Badgers volleyball squad took on Bradley in an exhibition. This year, alcohol will be sold at most athletic facilities on campus, and they're currently in the middle of that rollout. According to the Wisconsin State Journal, there were a few drinks available for about $12, and they were all a big hit. People who appear to be under 40 have to scan their ID, and no one can buy more than two drinks at a time. Alcohol will be sold at Camp Randall for the first time next Friday when the Badgers take on Western Michigan. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Well, if you've already spent 3 hours in the theater watching the first installment of Kevin Costner's Horizon American Saga Chapter 1, hoping to see the next 3 hours, Horizon and American Saga Chapter 2, in theaters, you can't, because it was pulled due to low interest. The title doesn't help. But fear not, Costner fans. Chapter 2 premieres on Max Friday, August 23rd. Fearless comedian Eric Andre says he was racially profiled at the Melbourne airport in Australia. The star of his own show, The Eric Andre Show, in the film Bad Trip, was in Australia for a gig when he says he was pulled out of the security line to be sniffed by the dogs. He said this is not the first time it's happened and currently has a lawsuit pending against the airport in Atlanta for the same type of treatment. Those of you who are fans, I know what you're thinking, but Andre was fully clothed when the incident happened. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mostly clear sky developing in the overnight with light southeast winds. Temperatures dropping to the mid-50s at sunrise. On Thursday, mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies, highs in the mid and upper 70s. Storm chances on the increase for Thursday night. Right now, it's 61.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/wiscway. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Who is the toughest billionaire? I'm pretty sure I could take Warren Buffett. He's like 94. Elon Musk is the richest guy in the world. He's got like $200 billion. Then Jeff Bezos.
I don't know how Jeff would fight.
What about Mark Zuckerberg?
No, that guy.
I'll say Bill Gates. He would probably take a dive.
Isn't Michael Jordan a billionaire now?
Okay, I would take Michael Jordan.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, this is Aaron, Todd's producer. Join us on our next show for the last day of the Democratic National Convention in Chicago, live with Trygve Olson and more. It's going to be a party. Don't miss it.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
And a ranking member of the Appropriations Committee, a fierce advocate for the strong middle class. It's such an honor, such a pleasure to have you here with us, Congresswoman DeLauro. Tell us, first of all, I want to get into the child tax credit, the thing that you're working on so hard. But first off, I'm just curious your thoughts on the convention. What were the high points for you over the last couple of days?
Well, first of all, I think we haven't seen this kind of energy in some time, maybe back to 2008 with Barack Obama. But that's been, and when you think about it, it's really been a month, since the transition was made. The vice president is now our presidential candidate and doing an extraordinary job of unifying the party.
Yeah.
In a way, I think that there were lots of skeptics out there that it couldn't happen, but she has done that. She is raising the money that's needed to move forward, and she's crisscrossing the country to bring out what you talked about. And I am a fierce advocate for the middle class, but what we see is that she is a fierce advocate for the middle class, for working families. And I think for the first time in a long time that working families and middle class families can see that they have a ticket, that they have candidates for president and vice president who understand their way of life, who walk in their shoes, understand that they live paycheck to paycheck and how difficult it has been with the high cost of with health care, housing, child care, food costs, etc. And they haven't seen their wages rise in decades.
Yeah.
And I think that is the message coming out of here. And that we're going to be there, we're going to stand with you, we are for you, we're going to use our power to make a difference in these areas.
And you look back at the last handful of elections, presidential elections, mm-hmm. and what you see over and over again is basically people who grew up as middle-class folks, Bill and Hillary Clinton, mm-hmm. Going up against a billionaire or a multimillionaire, the very, very wealthy Bush dynasty, Al Gore going up against the Bush dynasty. Now we've got both Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, both, children of the middle class, up against a billionaire and a multimillionaire who's the basically toady of a billionaire. I mean, it's the contrast is extraordinary.
The contrast really is extraordinary. And, look, in purely policy terms, you look at what the vice president has said, child tax credit, increase in minimum wage, looking at legislation to ban price gouging in the food industry, which is what is happening, prevent the mergers between these food industry people, expanding the child tax credit, dealing with the $6,000 a year, which includes, opportunities for newborns. You can go on with that. Housing, to look at creating housing, home ownership, contrast that. And the contrast has to be, while Donald Trump disassociates himself from Project 2025, he has been key to that effort. Yeah. Think about where they want to go. Yeah. They want to dismantle the Affordable Care Act, cut Social Security and Medicare. Nationwide abortion ban, take federal money out of public education in this country, eliminate overtime. I can go on and on and on, but that's right. That is the contrast of giving people, and what government is about? What's government about? Why do we serve here? Yeah. It is because it needs to work for people. I learned that from my parents. They didn't write legislation, but they served on the city council in New Haven, Connecticut, how do you help people manage the system and get through it and be able to get what it is that they need for themselves to survive, for their families to survive?
Well, and I think it's safe to say FDR literally created the modern middle class
in America.
We never had more than 10% of Americans in the middle class before the 1940s.
Right.
And now it's about half.
Yeah. And labor. I just will say that labor unions help create the middle class.
Yeah.
And when I think about FDR, And many, many months ago, when the first child tax credit was part of the American Rescue Plan, all of the appropriators, all of the staffs, all of the chairs of the committees, we went in to see the president and the vice president, and they were sitting under the portrait of Franklin Roosevelt. And I said that when it got to my term, I talked about appropriations, but I said, this portrait, Franklin Roosevelt lifted 90% of seniors out of poverty in this country. I said, with the stroke of a pen, we can lift our kids out of poverty in this country, provide the biggest middle income tax breaks that people have seen in a generation, and lift half our kids out of poverty.
Well, then let's talk about that. When the child tax credit, the $6,000 child tax credit, was incorporated into the American Rescue Plan in 2021, mm-hmm. if I remember correctly.
2021. It was. Yeah. It wasn't the six. It was.
It was a little less than.
It was. Yeah. If you do add it up, though, with you index it, it's like 5,999, which is why you know the vice president picked that up, and let's say $6,000.
But that cut child poverty in America in half.
In half.
And then the Republicans killed it.
That's right. That's right. And for a year. And
why on God's green earth would the Republican Party say, oh yeah, it's fine with us that, you know, one out of five or two out of five children in America live in poverty? I don't recall the number, some massive, millions and millions and millions of children living in poverty.
Right.
Why, what possibly, I mean, these are people that are your colleagues. These people. What do they say?
I listened to them. They said that it's just such a cynical view of people in this country. They said they were going to buy drugs. They said that they were not going to go to work, that they would dog it, that they would stay home. Imagine, you've got people today holding two or three jobs because of how difficult financially it is for them. And you know, all the data shows, and we have it, you know, it just stares you in the face. What do they use the child tax credit for? To be able to get child care in order to go to work.
Yeah.
So they would do that. To afford food to put on the table. To be able to pay a rent or a mortgage payment. To get school supplies, you know, for kids. And with the price of groceries, they could go and buy groceries for their family. So they used it in the very, very best way. And it, for me, I've seen a lot of federal programs, as you have. I don't believe there's a federal program that has worked and carried out its mission in the way that the child tax credit has.
We're talking with Representative Rosa DeLauro of Connecticut, and you know, such an honor and a pleasure to have you here with us. I find it bizarre that Republicans say, as you just said, if you give money to poor people, they're going to use it for drugs, or they're going to use it for, you know, going to mm-hmm. Disneyland or something. But then they turn around and say, well, let's give money to billionaires.
Oh.
Let's, you know.
Right. Or they can buy stock options.
Right. Let's hand $1 trillion to the billionaires. That's going to what? incentivize them or something?
And what we found out with the 2017 tax cuts, you know, the richest 1/10 of 1% and the biggest corporations, you know, benefited.
Yeah,
from
more
that.
Than 80% of it.
Right.
Yeah.
And we got 55 corporations today who pay zero tax.
And yet they're massively profitable.
You got that right. Yes. Yeah. So that's it. And we need to go after that money, mm-hmm. you know. And there's another 39, by the way, that you know, that don't pay what they owe. So there is. We need to collect that money, and we need to use it in a way that benefits all. I'm going to say all, you know, Americans.
Yeah.
And that's what Barack Obama was talked about last night, was that we have to really be inclusive and reach people who have been sold a bill of goods.
Yeah.
You know?
We've been talking about economic issues.
Right.
I'm curious your thoughts on the kind of elephant in the room, as it were, with regard to taking on the Republican Party, which is abortion mm-hmm. and birth control. Now we've got, in three different states, we've got Republicans proposing legislation to restrict access to birth control for women.
Right. No.
How is that playing, and what role do you think it's going to play?
I think it's going to play a very big role, and I think you've said it accurately. I think the economic issues, the cost of living issues, are the top issues that people
That's
care
the bread
the most
and butter
about.
Stuff.
That really is. And then I think the abortion issue, Because ultimately what they want is a national ban on abortion.
Yeah.
So they're coming at it in various ways, with the overturning of Roe, but they didn't stop there. And this is a long-term plan that they've had.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and that, and then try to, you know, restrict contraception is, you know, they want to shut down the avenues. And IVF, imagine.
Yeah.
IVF. So they want to just shut down all the avenues where women can get access to the health care that they need. Yeah. So it tells you something about their view of women.
Yeah.
Their trust in women, their respect for the choices that women make.
Yeah, or lack of respect.
And you know, and that's what we need, to trust women to make choices for themselves and for their families. Republicans don't.
Yeah, and tragically, mm-hmm. it's so sad. Mm-hmm. Representative DeLauro, thank you so
My
much.
My pleasure.
For
it's
by.
A pleasure to be with you.
Honor and a pleasure
Take
to meet
care.
You.
Take care. Thank
in person.
You.
Thank
Take
you
care.
So yeah.
Okay.
And anytime you'd like to come on the program, the door is open.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll be back with more of the news of the day, more of our guests, and more of your calls. So stay tuned. It's the Tom Hartman Program, broadcasting live from the DNC.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Next, stick around. Sneaky alert! When you look at a dog food label and see wheat or rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten. So it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food has enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's the premium freeze-dried raw dog food Dog Whisperer Caesar Milan relies on to feed his pack. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. A dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former Member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
The Democratic National Convention is in Chicago, and our team will be there to tell you what you need to know. I'm Civic Media News Director Terry Bell.
And I'm Todd Allball, host of The Todd Allball Show. Count on us for important analysis, interviews, and the Democrats' nomination of their presidential candidate.
Live from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Listen for updates, plus special coverage at 6 each night. Find it on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It all starts with a question more than 75 years ago. Can hauling a fishing pole to the water hole be made easier? Bob and Bill Johnson find an answer, and the very first multi-section bamboo fishing pole is created. It's 1948. The brothers' invention also leads to the launch of St. Croix Rod Company in Park Falls, and it becomes the talk of the state. So do you know which fish is considered the prize catch in Wisconsin? Is it northern pike, bluegill, or walleye? The answer coming up. The St. Croix Rod Company continues to call Park Falls home, but now operates what is considered the most advanced facility in the country. The company offers more than 800 award-winning rods and reels, still being created as the answer to every angler's fishing question. So which fish is the prized catch? Walleye.
Yeah.
It's challenging to catch, delicious to eat. And this is not the one that got away, but is one true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop.
That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Pickleball. Yeah. Where's Greg Baca on this? Because I'm about to offend all these many, many people in Wisconsin who play it. It's overgrown ping pong. I mean, come on.
It's underbaked tennis.
Well, I've already done it because on the text line, Matt from Germantown, don't make fun of pickleball.
We're not making fun of pickleball. We're simply making fun of the people who play pickleball. There is a difference.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Sneaky alert. When you look at a dog food label and see wheat or rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient, that might raise some red flags for you. Well, big dog food companies know this, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten. So it looks like wheat is not the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food has enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not part of your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's a premium, freeze-dried, raw dog food Dog Whisperer Cesar Millan relies on to feed his pack. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love the taste, my dogs. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. A dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
I'm here on the airwaves, ready for the fight. I'm challenging.
And welcome back. We're live from the DNC here, with me is Congressman Don Byers, or Representative Don Byers, who represents the 8th District of Virginia, ranking member of the House Economic Committee, Joint Economic Committee, running the House hearings on AI and fusion. That's got to be interesting stuff.
It is fun stuff.
That's got to be real interesting.
Very forward looking.
Byer, BEYER.house.gov
exactly
is the website.
Right. Yep.
And Rep Don Byer, of course, on Twitter or whatever they call it these days. Congressman, it is such an honor and pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you, Tom. It's great to be with you. And I love the whole free speech commitment that you have.
Well, thank you. Thank you. So tell us about, first off, I'm just curious your take on what's going on here. You know, how this.
Oh, my God.
You know, I'm guessing this isn't your first rodeo.
No, this is my fifth national convention, lots of state ones. And I've never seen the energy of the excitement that we have here.
Yeah.
And the speeches the last couple of nights, they were late on Monday night. First Doug Emhoff and then Michelle and then Barack Obama last night. It was hard to go to sleep. We were so excited.
Oh, I know. Welcome to the club. I mean, it was just extraordinary, and the energy was palpable. I mean, literally palpable. The air was like those big bass speakers sometimes at a rock concert. You know, you can feel it in your body. You could just feel.
In the Congress, in the House, we have speakers all the time, and even the State of the Union. And you stand up and you sit down, and you stand up and you sit down. Last night, you just stood up the whole time.
Yeah,
there's no use sitting down.
I get it. I totally get it. I'm curious what, is at the top of your agenda. What are the things that you're excited about that you'd like to share with our listeners and viewers, the things that you're working on, the concerns you have, your concerns or your optimism, the things that you're hopeful about?
Tom, there are many things I'm optimistic about. But let me go to the thing that concerns me most, which is the division in our country, that we have these two huge groups that seem to be listening to different facts and different histories and different stories. We've had president after president, with the glaring exception of Donald Trump, who hoped to reunite us. George Bush talked about compassionate conservatism. Barack Obama was post-partisan America. Joe Biden and the healing the soul of America. And I'm really hoping that we're ready to do that, and that Kamala and Tim, with their unique skills and unique backgrounds, can heal us and can begin to take those people who are so disaffected they have to turn to somebody like Donald Trump and bring them back to an America that we all love.
I think, you know, you're working on IT issues, and it seems to me that one of the real challenges that we're facing right now is a social media landscape, an online landscape. I mean, this is obviously, we've got some problems with traditional media as well, and things like Fox so-called news, but just this proliferation of, I mean, you know, now Donald Trump is putting out pictures of Taylor Swift saying that she's endorsed him. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's just how do we deal with, you know, there's this dynamic tension between the First Amendment and you know, honesty and truth in advertising, as it were. And, you know, other countries seem to be dealing with this a whole lot better than we are, although maybe I'm, you know, looking at that through our...
Well, your sermon is a lot more aggressive than we have on it.
Yeah.
I was really thrilled that in speech after speech the last two nights, people talked about honesty, decency, and dignity.
Yeah.
And I think most people have a sort of a natural bull detector. Mm. You know, they look at Taylor Swift endorsing Donald Trump and say, that can't be true.
Right.
But what we need is ever more voices. You know, that my dad used to say the answer to poor speech is more speech. And so we need to keep moving forward on that.
Yeah, I said IT, I meant AI.
The same idea.
So where do we go with AI?
Well, I think what we're trying to do right now in the Congress, the big AI task force, is to try to identify the downsides like job elimination, child sexual assault material, deep fakes and political advertising, right, and address them specifically without trying to dampen down the entire industry, because AI is already making such a difference in our health care, in how our supply chains, and just solving scientific and technological problems that we've never been able to do before. Yeah. We're likely to have much better, longer, fuller lives because of AI, as long as we can deal with the downsides.
You know, if the New York Times was to publish a child porn picture or, you know, an open Nazi propaganda piece, they could be sued, frankly, you know, whoever made the decision could be imprisoned. But because of Section 230, Mark Zuckerberg, Elon Musk, they have absolutely no responsibility for what's going on their platform. I get it that back in the day we wanted to encourage the growth of the Internet. But do you think it's time to revisit Section 230?
I heartily do, Tom. I think 230 was like the only thing we did with social media, and it was completely the wrong direction.
Yeah.
You know, that if you're going to give people the freedom to say a lot of different things, you also need to have the freedom to sue them when it has a negative effect, a harmful effect.
Exactly.
And so it's 230 and making sure we don't repeat 230 with AI.
Yeah, for sure. But do you see those kinds of changes coming?
Yeah, I hope so. We're close. I mean, there's been bipartisan agreements a number of times. It had a big bipartisan agreement on privacy protection that broke down at the last minute. But we have to keep trying.
Yeah, I congratulate you. I wish you well on it. I know it's going to be a big project. We've got Congressman Don Byers here. By the way, for 11 years, Bernie came on this program every Friday and for an hour took calls from listeners. And now Congressman Ro Khanna and Congressman Pocan do take alternating weeks. But if you ever want to come on for an hour and take calls from listeners, I mean, literally all over the country, you know, you're more than welcome.
We will follow up on you, Tom.
Thank you so much, Congressman.
So much.
Great to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Thank you for being here with us.
Thank you, Tom.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435.
800-280-9-
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Pat Kreitlow. Thursday morning from Chicago, we'll preview the big night for Kamala Harris as the vice president accepts the presidential nomination at the Democratic Convention.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. Matt Nair on air.
I trust Tim Walz to blank.
One from Luke Mathers that says, Tim Walz seems like the neighbor who knew that you were going to be out of town that weekend, so he mowed your lawn while you were gone so you didn't have to do it when you got back.
Keith from Middleton.
I was just going to say, I trust Tim Walz to watch my 3 and 5 year old grandchildren.
I trust Tim Walz to escort me home to get away from the creep at the bar.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.